Okay, I need to tell you a story, and then I'll let Lou Cairo, the attorney, chime in on this. Lou Cairo, the attorney whose commercials you hear at WGN Radio from GWC Law. This is not a commercial for them, but I figured he'd know about it. And my problem was, as I told you guys earlier, I'm walking down the street on my way to the L, and most of the people have their sidewalks shoveled and salted, and I don't think this is just an old person thing. I noticed a lot of young people walk into the L, and they weren't thrilled about having to navigate across the choppy, frozen sea that was the sidewalk in front of some of these buildings, because some people just don't do it. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wearing fancy shoes, it's really treacherous, and if you've got boots or sneakers on, it's treacherous. So I wanted to sue if I fell. In fact, I was so mad at this place, I was hoping I'd fall so I could sue. So I called Lou and I said, do I have a case?
Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence. It's pretty funny. Here's the thing that people have a tendency to not really understand. In order to have a claim for a personal injury, whether it's a slip and fall in a restaurant, whether it's a car accident, it's a doctor malpractice, it's a slip and fall on the sidewalk, you need to be able to establish that the party that you are going to bring a claim against was negligent. They have to have done something wrong. For 1,000 years, we've tried to figure out a way to sue Mother Nature. We can't serve her with process, which means if it's a natural accumulation of snow and ice, it's just nothing more than concrete steps. Concrete sidewalk is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with the sidewalk. But Mother Nature drops some snow on there and you slip and fall. There's nobody that you can typically sue because it's called a natural accumulation of snow. Now, it becomes unnatural if various things happen. It could be because of improper maintenance. There's a gutter and it's actually leaking off of the roof and it's running at the sidewalk and it's freezing. That's an unnatural accumulation of ice. Or they shovel the walks and they leave a thin layer and it becomes black ice. It's just a real thin layer, and that's what someone slips on. Well, that's a negligent undertaking. So the building that you walked in front of doesn't have an obligation to you or a duty under the law to shovel the walks. But if they do shovel the walks, they have to do so in a manner that is not negligent. So they have to remove all of the snow. Don't create a hazard. Maybe they make a big pile. Sun comes out, the pile melts a little bit, creates a thin layer that then freezes. That's now natural snow becoming unnatural because of the way they plowed it or shoveled it. People, they think, oh, if I go into a restaurant, I slip and fall, I automatically can sue because I'm on someone else's property. Not so. Maybe it very well be absolutely nothing you can do. The law protects property owners.
Well, the city and other villages have ordinances that would allow them to fine the owner of the building if they don't shovel, right? So there's that, but that's different than
absolutely,
and that's different than what you and I are talking about. We're talking about a civil suit against somebody, and it's more than $500. Right. I want $73,000.
You're 1,000% right, John. And people quite frequently get confused between the city ordinance and what the state laws are in terms of tort law. The city ordinance says that if it snows and it's an accumulation, I think it's of 2 inches or more, that you have to shovel. If it's a nightfall snow, you have to shovel your walks by 10 a.m. Now, a lot of your listeners are going to be like, what are you talking about? I mean, I go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, guess what? If there's a couple inches of snow on your sidewalk in front of your house, you're supposed to get out there before you go to work at 7 a.m. and shovel the walks. Because if you don't, you could be fined up to $500.
And if that's not convenient for you, if you're the owner of the building, then don't own the building. That's part of your responsibility as a homeowner,
right,
as a condo building owner. You got to get somebody to do it.
Right.
Finally, just a quick observation from you, then it is ironic, isn't it, that if the owner of that property does nothing, they're most protected. And that's exactly what I was running into. Snow, they got trampled down, turned into slush. Then we had that real hard freeze, and it's on the side of the building where it doesn't get a lot of light. So even though the temperatures are warming up, you've got this ocean of frozen ice. And it's large enough that people are just grinning and walking over it. But you've got your hands out like you're on a tightrope on either side.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if you were going to design a way for somebody to fall, this is what you would come up with.
You know, you see those little things on the internet, like the little funny things that make you laugh. Somebody's walking, they're like, they look like Charlie Chaplin's, like spinning their wheels like that. And it's hysterical when you're watching it. Not funny if it's you, though.
We're not going to call you as much for this because we won't waste our time or yours. I don't have a civil
call anyways. It's always a pleasure.
Says Lou Cairo, all right, from GWC Injury Lawyers.